We can discuss that. American churchianity is keeping a bunch of pagan holidays. We talk about it all the time. Jesus Christ would come and rebuke the practice of Christmas. No biblical saint practiced Christmas. Jesus would rebuke Easter and Good Friday. Their lies are not made of the Father. Jesus would rebuke the Sunday youth programs, making the youth silly and foolish, not holy and sober. Jesus would rebuke the modern pastor in the pulpits because they're worldly and they're carnal. Jesus would rebuke merging the culture with the so-called body of Christ. The world has no part of this glorious Savior. And if your life is like the world, you're not part of this glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. He's holy. He's set apart. 2 Corinthians 6 says, come out, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, he says. But if you're touching the world and its ways, God's not going to receive you. Mr. Drummond, let's go for a walk. If you live like the world and follow false traditions, God's not going to receive you. It's not something you can make up on your own. It's not something you can pretend. In Mark 7, Jesus said, the keeping of man-made traditions makes your worship of God in vain. Think about all the false traditions you do. Sunday church, Christmas, Easter, being like the world, dressing like the world, being entertained like the world. All of these things are man-made traditions from Satan and his kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4, this world, this earth is, this culture is the kingdom of Satan. But the kingdom of God is coming in flaming fire and judgment. You have to be born into it spiritually, and then you can walk in it, and you can know him by the truth and by the Spirit. The problem is everyone's making their own way. They're making up their own way. I believe in Jesus as they live like the world. I believe in Jesus as I'm Lutheran, Baptist, Roman, Catholic, whatever man-made flavor. But the Bible says, name yourself after no man. Follow after no tradition.
Cross the street. Be careful when you cross the street. It's a dangerous road here.
Holy is the Lamb of God. He's worthy to be praised. We don't live in fear. If you live in fear, Revelation 21:8 says, no cowards, fearful, timid men will inherit the kingdom of God. Proverbs says, God's people, the righteous, are as bold as lions. Jesus was bold. John the Baptist was bold. Paul was bold. Peter was bold. If you're afraid to lose this life, you're not born of the kingdom of God, because Paul said to die is gain. If you're living to hold on to this life, you're not walking in the fruit that you know Christ and his salvation.
Thank you.
You have to repent and walk as a person. Baptized, of course, by obedience and walking in his ways and loving him so that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. Do you know the perfect will of God, neighbor? That's why we come out in the streets to ask you, have you studied the scriptures? In Acts 17, the saints had what's called prothumia. Prothumia is a readiness of mind to seek after the things of God. Do you have prothumia? They tested Apostle Paul to make sure that he was keeping all the ways, that he was teaching that which is true. Because the Bible says truth saves us, 1 Timothy 4:16. Walking in sound doctrine saves you. That's because Jesus is the truth. The fruit of knowing him is walking in the truth. And if you don't walk in the truth, you're not walking in Christ. You're walking in some form of false religion. Yeah, get that. We want to put that on our website. That's good. That'll go on our website. Make sure we get the business name too up there. God knows who are his people. God knows who are the enemies of God. And judgment will come upon them. Mockers will be turned away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. But all those that seek the kingdom of God, all those that love Christ because of his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, they're all going to find eternal life if they endure to the end. Are you enduring? God loves those who obey him, sir. The love of God is limited to those who are in Christ. If you're not in Jesus Christ, you're going to miss the love of God. The Bible actually says in Psalm 5:5, God hates the wicked. The wicked would be people that live in sin. Are you living in sin? You are if you live like the world. You are if you keep false Sunday religion. The Bible says to be a friend of the world, James 4:4, makes you an enemy of God. It's an interesting thing. Paul said, when I was a child, I did childish, foolish things like play with bubble machines. But when I grew up to be a man, I grew up into the things of Christ and proclaimed that which is good, pure, true, and eternal and worthy and noble. The American culture is very foolish, very childish, thinking that Christ is going to wink at their sin, that they're going to be let in because they have a head knowledge of Jesus. No such truth exists in the Holy Scriptures. Unless you repent and walk in the ways of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ and turn from all unrighteousness and all wickedness, you have no hope of eternal life. One sin will put you outside the kingdom of God that you hold on to. One sin kept Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin kept Moses out of the Holy Land. One sin. Ready, sister? I'm going to cross the street. We're going to cross the street and come over to a favorite spot of ours. Jesus Christ, King of Kings, have you pondered your fake neighbor? Have you pondered what's going to happen to you in eternity as you live like the world? When Jesus said, repent, come out of the world. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, his voice, and they follow him. You're not following the world. Excuse me, you're not following Christ as you follow the world. What you're following is a false way. Satan has built this whole culture. Sports, politics, entertainment, Sunday church, it's all designed to deceive you. You're being deceived by your own flesh and your own desires of the flesh. But the Spirit wars against the flesh. And so if you're really of God, you'll war against the flesh and you'll walk in the Spirit. That means, hey, everything I do that's fleshly, I got to leave. I live in pride and vanity. I got to leave that. I show my body off. I got to leave that. I keep pagan holidays. I got to leave that. I believe in easy believe gospel. I got to leave that. Everything that's not righteous, you must leave for the glory of God. If you don't, it's not the fruit you're born of God. Pretty simple. How are you walking? How are you living as fruit that you know Christ? Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. That's what Jesus said in the Gospels. You know a tree by its fruit. Well, we look at the American fruit. The American churchgoer's fruit is rotten. And they're going to be cut off and thrown in the fire. John 15.
But he said, fear not.
You're supposed to fear God, sir. Yeah, you're supposed to fear God. Jesus said you're supposed to fear the one that can destroy your body and soul, sir. And if you feared God, you wouldn't live like the culture like you're doing today. You would repent and come out of the culture. The man said we should revere God but not fear him. Actually, the Bible says the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord, Proverbs 9. But yet American Christians say, don't fear God. No, the opposite is true. You must fear and revere. He said revere. Look up those definitions. If revere to you means obey and walk in holiness, let's go with it. But if revere just means, yeah, God's powerful, but he's going to forgive all my sin no matter how much I do it. Nope, then that's not true. Jesus did not come into the world so Americans could live a worldly, carnal, sinful, compromised life. Jesus came into the world to call people out of their sin. Jesus came into the world to make people holy. Jesus came into the world. You're not holy if you're of the world, woman. You're of the world. You look like the world. You're entertaining like the world. You're of the world. You have to repent. It's loving to tell you that. Come out of your feminization and your worldliness, and you may have a hope of eternal life. I'm not going to let these worldly, wicked, harlot-dressed women tell me they know Jesus Christ in their heart when their fruit is blaringly wicked. I don't love them if I don't warn them. It's like someone walking around saying, I'm cancer-free, when you know they're dying of cancer. If you don't warn them, you don't love them. They're deceiving themselves. We don't want our neighbor to be deceived. We want you to be aware that the wrath of God is coming.
Look both ways before you get.
Turn and seek the kingdom. The kingdom of God is not in flesh. The kingdom of God is in power, spirit, love, truth, righteousness, holiness. But Americans, we see it every day. We witness every day. Americans are trampling Jesus' blood to live like the wicked culture around them. 4th of July is a good example. Ma'am, we're standing here. We're totally legal. Go away, ma'am. Go away, ma'am. Go away. We're perfectly legal. Tired of you trying to run us off the street. Perfectly legal. Ma'am, that's Roman Catholic. You're going to die in the Roman Catholic faith with your gender flecting. Here we got a lady gender flecting at me like as if that's some magical hand sign that the Pope does is going to cleanse you or bless you. It's not going to cleanse you, bless you. No Bible verse says, do the gender fleck, the cross, the sign of the cross. The sign of the cross isn't even biblical. Jesus died on a stake. He probably died on a stake with two hands nailed over his head, or it could have been a cross beam with two hands nailed far apart, lifted up onto the stake. Jesus died on a tree. Paul tells us that in Galatians. Peter tells us that. Deuteronomy says, blessed is he that dies on a tree. Excuse me. Cursed is him that dies on a tree. And Jesus was cursed for mankind. That's why that theology is so important. It was a stake, a tree. It wasn't a Roman Catholic cross. So ponder all of this bad theology that false church America practices. And turn and walk in holiness and obedience. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, neighbor. That lady came out with, we've been moving around this town, standing in different corners, and every time we come in front of her store, she comes out and tells us to leave. We're totally legal. I don't have to leave. I could set up camp all day. It's a public sidewalk. I'm tired of worldly, carnal, wicked, false convert Christians telling us we can't proclaim Jesus while they're striving to make mammon with their pride-filled harlotry. Her store is full of pride, harlotry, dress, carnality, and worldliness. Telling us to move and leave. It doesn't work that way. We're going to obey the law. We'll give her the gospel if she wants it. If not, she gets a rebuke. And we're going to continue to preach the gospel and warn our neighbor. Wrath and judgment is coming. Jesus is coming in flame and fire to judge you, Americans. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Trade this life. Trade this old life for a new life in Jesus Christ. Lest you do, you have no hope. Wandering through life. Then your death comes and there's going to be a judgment. We don't want you to be judged. We want you to know the goodness of God. Seek him in spirit and truth while there's time.
We'll watch when that spot opens up. I'll go get my man and pull it in. Might do that tomorrow. No. There's no limit. Oh, 3 hour parking. So we'd have 3 hours to come and park there. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a good parking spot right in front of the store. It's 3 hour parking. We might come and park there tomorrow. Why? Because we did it last time we were here and it was a good spot. A lot of people saw it. We sat in the van and ate lunch. Sometimes we can hold gospel signs with our hands. Other time we just put them on our van and sit and wait. We call it fishing. Put the bait out and we wait. And then either mockers come up, yeah, sometimes, or people that might be seeking the truth of God come up. What's that? Yeah, we use wisdom. Yeah, absolutely. Jesus said, go out in the world, be wise as serpents, gentle as doves. We don't harm anybody. Oh, the words might be strong. The words are rebuking. Paul said, rebuke sharply so that they may be in sound doctrine. He said, rebuke those who are in sin publicly so others may see and fear. 1 Timothy 5. The American culture is in sin and lost in carnality. And unless you turn, you're going to suffer the wrath of God. We love our neighbors enough to tell you, to warn you, to turn and seek the kingdom of God. Looks like rain might be coming in. Check the weather, would you, Sister Amin? Might have a storm front rolling. We don't mind a good rainstorm. I love to hear the rain when we're working online or sleeping in the gospel van, and then it really cools it off. It's kind of warm today. But God gives us what we need. No rain? Just clouds.
Yeah.
We'll take the weather no matter what. Although I'm out with a paper sign today, so the rain would definitely abuse my paper sign.
You never know. It might rain. God may make it rain and man doesn't even know.
Yeah, that's true. God can make it rain. So Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. You have to turn from your sin and repent, Americans. You can't walk in a lukewarm faith. God doesn't want your scrap on Sunday morning. He doesn't want your youth group. He doesn't want your catechism. He doesn't want your Christmas tree, your Easter bunny, all your false ways. God wants holiness and obedience to the scriptures. Unless you're walking in holiness and obedience, you have no hope of eternal life. Don't be deceived, sir. You're the one who walked by before. You're not an example. You're not an example to the world as you live worldly.
Is this the way Jesus did it?
Jesus said, go preach the gospel from the housetops.
Right. I mean the manner.
The manner? And the tone. Jesus said, repent lest you lose your soul. He told the guy he healed.
Do you only talk or do you listen at all?
Should I listen to a false teacher? There you go. I don't listen to false teachers. You better walk away. Thank you. That just saved a lot of time. We don't listen to false teachers. The man is worldly and carnal and wants to tell me about a holy Savior. That's like the criminals telling the police about the law. The judge doesn't listen to the criminals. The judge tells the criminal what his problem is. The judge doesn't listen to the criminal, twist the law. Repent, sir. That man walked by earlier and said, amen. And I said, amen, sir. Why are you living like the world? He said, I'm being an example. So all these people tell me they're being an example of Christ while they live like the world. He just said to Jesus, do it the way I did it. Jesus was a street preacher. He went out and told people the truth. He told them, go, sin no more, lest something worse happens to you. If you love Jesus, you'll obey him, woman. You got to come out of the world. You got to come out of every false way. You got to come out of your sin and worldliness. People say they love Jesus. They don't know what loving Jesus is. A woman just walked by and said, I love Jesus. They don't know what it is. Worldly people, carnal people, fleshly people, disobedient people, sinful people, wicked people. They love Jesus in a false way. You love Jesus in a false way, but to love Jesus in a true way means you do it in righteousness and holiness. According to God's ways, not your ways. And Apostle Paul boasted in Jesus Christ a lot. He talked about what Christ did in his ministry and in his life, turned him from a murderer to a holy vessel. Paul said, I was the chief of sinners. That didn't mean he kept living in sin. He wasn't living in sin. He was the chief of sinners in his past, and he could still sin, so can we. But we don't live in sin.
we choose the path of righteousness.
I think when we go back, I think we'll, right where a van is, we'll plaster all our gospel signs on it and sit there for a while.
Nice.
It's parked in a good place.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. There's a lot of people coming by, and there's a lot of people in the park right next to it. Yeah. So our van is parked by a park where it would be a good place to fly gospel signs over there later when we're done and we take a break. So it's good. Jesus said, that man said to Jesus, do what I'm doing. Jesus said, what I tell you in your ear, which is like whispering, go preach from the housetops. I have an article on my teaching blog at don'tperish.com where it says, talks about, go lift up your voice. The Bible says, lift up your voice. A preacher is someone that goes and preaches, whether it's low, medium, or lifting his voice in the streets, and tells people the good news. I have a question. If the culture doesn't tell people the good news biblically, and the internet, 99%, isn't telling people biblically, and the pastors aren't, and the colleges aren't, and the media isn't, who's gonna go and tell the people the biblical gospel? I think that's the preacher. And Romans 10 says, how will they hear unless they be sent and they preach the gospel? So that's why we go, to preach the gospel, to lift up Christ, to warn people that claim him that they're going to lose their souls living for themselves. Jesus doesn't want lip service Christianity. He wants holy, obedient, godly, set apart, kingdom Christianity, which means you live for the kingdom of God. Most American Christians are living for heaven. Oh, Jesus, get me to heaven one day. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible talks about the kingdom of God. Jesus said, the kingdom of God has come. What does that mean? The kingdom of God is right now in his people. And unless you live in righteousness, it's the fruit that you don't know him. All right? Righteousness and holiness is the fruit of God's people. And obeying his word and his ways. Mr. Police Officer's driving by. Same police officer. So I think the same store owner called him again. Let's see if he tries to make contact this time.
He just waved.
He waved.
I watched him.
Maybe he's learning his lesson because he has nothing on us. Shouldn't even make contact unless he wants a gospel card to tell me about everybody's proclivities. What if people call him and say, I don't like what that man's saying? Well, wow. I don't like what people are saying. I don't like what people are doing. I don't like what people have on their t-shirts. I don't like the way people dress, act. I'm not calling the police about it. No, what I'm doing is I'm lifting up the alternative. The alternative to worldliness and sin and carnality is Jesus Christ shed blood. And if you live the way of the world, folks, you're gonna lose your soul. And you're gonna die and face the second death. We don't want you to face the second death, neighbor. We want you to turn and be transformed and made new. We want you to know the goodness of God and holiness. That's not the Sunday church system. You can't live two lives. Jesus said you can't have two masters. You can't go to church and tell God he's everything, then live like the culture the rest of Sunday through Saturday. That's called a hypocrite, lip service Christian that God's going to spew out of his mouth on Judgment Day. What kind of Christian, Christ follower, do you want to be? The Bible says, Sister Amen, did you know the Bible says that it pleases God when his children obey him?
Amen.
So when people don't obey God, don't they want to please God? I think they should be wanting to please God if they respect and love him. But yet Americans don't want to please God. They want to live their own life. God, just give me eternal life someday and I'll take the rest of it all on my own. That's not how it works. Jesus said, lose your life and then you will find it. In him, the priests and the pastors are lying to you. Worldly people will not inherit the kingdom of God. False Sunday churchianity will not inherit the kingdom of God. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul, neighbor? Elon Musk is going to die and go to hell lest he repents.
and turns to the goodness of God in Christ Jesus. There is a goodness to God. There is a severity. Which one are you going to get? Most all Americans, most all people in the world are going to get the severity and the judgment of God. You'll be sent away. It's my job to warn you. But you can know the goodness of God in Christ, and you can be transformed and made new, and you can walk in holiness and obedience, and then you have the hope of eternal life to come. For a second, I thought those were Mormon missionaries, but they're driving a really fancy... they could be. They're driving like a really fancy Mustang. It looked like Mormon missionaries driving a car. We see all kinds of things out here, lifting up Christ in the streets.